Let me ask you, are you committed to the body of Christ? No. Really, really think about it. Are you truly committed to the work of the kingdom ahead? Are you willing to give up anything to see people walk these aisles? Because if you are, Jesus calls for us to be a living sacrifice. You see, the truth is, many of us want to have Jesus come to our rescue, like a superhero who saves us and then disappears into the night, never to be heard of again. But today he has called us deeper. Today he wants a personal relationship with us. He wants to know us, and he wants us to serve him as a living sacrifice.
Down to where the rubber meets the road of the Christian faith. You jot these verses down so you can look them up later. I'd encourage you to look them up later. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 to 39. There's something very important here for us to grasp when it comes to standing alone, because the truth is, all of us are like the story of these three men in the burning fiery furnace today. With all that's going on, critical race theory, the LGBTQIA plus agenda, the government enforcement is behind to be forced, everybody trying to squeeze everybody into one little mold. You all know that's true, amen? Well, so we're with them. We're in that fiery furnace today. What's going to happen if you go along to get along? What's going to happen? Do you realize if you go along to get along, you're denying Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ stands against all that stuff? Do you realize the Bible stands against what the world is trying to promote? And if you go along with the world, you're just denying your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? What's going to happen, friend, if you don't stand up for what you believe in? I just want to share with you, we all love the part that God is able, but do you have an if not clause? And so listen now, what shall I more say, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead, raised to life again. And if we just stopped right there, everybody say, sign me up. Most everybody say, sign me up. We like that. We just read victory after victory after victory. But it doesn't end there. It's the end others. And oh boy, it's the end others that's going to get you right now. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Friend, if God doesn't get you what you want, he's going to give you something better than you want. Amen? And you better listen. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, and yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. And someone might be thinking, well, they were just put in prison for a little bit and then they got out. No. Look at verse 37. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth, and these all having obtained a good report through faith. God says these all got an A on their report card of faith. Yet, they were not delivered in the way in which you and I think that we ought to be delivered. These three Hebrew boys, they knew. They said, our God is able and our God is going to deliver us. But he may not keep us out of your fiery furnace, and we're still not going to bow down. It's okay if you throw us in. We will not bow down. And boy, I tell you, if there is ever a message for our world today, that's the message that needs to be, that we who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ are not going to bow down to the gods of this age. And that's just the way it's got to be. That's how I read the Bible. That's how I interpret the Bible. It's what the Bible says. And so, how many of you would agree with me this morning? It is one thing to have faith to escape and another thing to have faith to endure. I want you to think about this, because it's one thing to have faith to escape. It's another thing to have faith to endure. It's one thing to be sick and not be healed and still praise God. It's one thing to be sick and have the faith that you're going to be healed. But to be sick and not be healed and still praise God, friend, how many of you would agree that takes greater faith? Amen? And the Bible says these by faith received an A+ on their report card. They received report. Well, let's think about that for just a minute, because one day we know if the rapture comes, we get to avoid the middleman. We go right with the undertaker. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to see the undertaker. I want to see the undertaker. I just as soon avoid going down and having Terry or Jerry dress me. I'm looking for heaven, amen? I hope you are too. But should we die in this life, we're going to walk through a valley and we're going to stand face to face before the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you want to hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant? We all want that, amen? Then we better learn how to endure. We better learn how to endure. It's one thing to be delivered, and it's another thing to die, and it's all by faith. And so there better be an if not clause in your faith as well. Our God is able to deliver us. And if he doesn't deliver us, it's not because he cannot. You read in the New Testament where James was put in prison by Herod. And Herod had James's head cut off. You read that Peter was put in prison and God delivers Peter out of the prison. Therefore, God could have delivered James out of the prison, but he did not deliver James, but he did deliver Peter. And why? Well, you can ask him when you get home to heaven. I just want to tell you that God is sovereign. Do you know that today? God is a sovereign God, and God knows what is best. And God may not always deliver you from your sickness. He may not deliver you from whatever trial you're undergoing right now. God may not deliver you in your temptation. And if he doesn't, what are you going to do? Are you going to stand with God? Are you going to praise God? Are you going to call on the name of a mighty God and say, God, if you deliver me, I'll praise you. And if you don't deliver me, I'm still going to praise you. Because you are God and you know what is best. The call of the hour in the day in which we're living, as we see all that's taking place right around us in this present hour and in this world, is simply this: just stand. Stand for what you believe in. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you stand with the Lord Jesus Christ, you're standing on the right side. You're standing up for his values. And we all know this world and everything in it just passing away. Amen. And then one day you're going to be face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ. What are you going to tell him if you don't stand? Well, you see, Lord, I was a little bit worried about my physical body. I mean, I didn't want to get hurt. I didn't want to have to suffer none. You know, I don't like pain. You think that's going to cut it with God? You want to say, well, Lord, you know, I had this nice house you done give me, and I was trying to protect it. You think that'll cut it with God? Is there any excuse you can really give to God that's going to make any sense? Now, you know there is, and you know the answer to that, amen? And if you don't need the answer to that, you better be up here praying when we're done. Let me tell you what faith is. Faith is not primarily receiving from God what you want. It is accepting from God what he gives. And these Hebrew boys, what kind of faith did they have? It was a settled faith. We don't got to worry about it. It was a strong faith. Our God is able. And it was a steadfast faith. Even if he doesn't deliver us, we are not going to bow. We are not going to bend. We're not going to break. And we discover they didn't even burn. Our God is able. Friend, no matter what fire you're going through, and some of those fires you may be in are what the Bible characterizes in the book of 1 Peter as fiery trials. I mean, they're painful. Some of y'all are in the midst of a fiery trial right now. There's seemingly no answers for your situation, what you're dealing with in your own personal life. But you still need to stand. You need to stand with God. There's a God in heaven who's going to take care of you in the midst of your fiery trial, in the midst of your fire. Our Bible tells us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that has loved us. In Jesus Christ, you are a conqueror. Amen. Well, I want to take one last look at the fellowship they found. We talked about the fury they faced. And understand, you're going to face the same fury. In this woke cancel culture, you stand up for Jesus Christ. They don't like what you say. They say, we're just going to delete you somehow. Well, so be it. But look at the fellowship they found. We've talked about the fury they faced, the faith they followed. Now let's just for a moment talk about the fellowship they found. They were bound. They were thrown into the fiery furnace. And this king is so mad that they won't do what everybody else did. I mean, he's furious. And so he says, you heat that furnace 7 times hotter than it was meant to be heated. And then he took his best soldiers and he said, y'all take them up, y'all throw them in. And when they took them up, they all got burned up. But not those men. They're down there, they're in the fiery furnace. But there's somebody who's with them, just like there's somebody who's with us. Jesus Christ was with them in the midst of the fire, and Jesus Christ is with you in the midst of your fires and your fiery trials. Don't ever lose sight of the fact that Jesus Christ is with you, and he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. And so, friend, Jesus is always with you. And Nebuchadnezzar says, well, you know, I see my soldiers are burned up, and I see that there are 3 down there. I'm going to take a look and see if they've turned crisp yet. And he looks in and he sees 4 guys walking around. And he says, one is like unto the Son of God. Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it? 3 things happened when they got into that fire. First, the Bible says that the bonds that were put on them were all burned off. And there was not even the smell of smoke in their clothes. That's a miracle in itself, because anybody you've ever sat around the fire, you know when you leave that fire, you smell like that fire, amen? There was not even the smell of smoke upon them. The only thing that burned off them was what the world had put on them. You can go through the fire and God's just cleansing you. Do you realize that God knows how to cleanse you? It's just like Charlotte was sharing in that children's message this morning. Sometimes we got to be sharpened. Sometimes we're going to be whittled down a little bit. Sometimes we're going to suffer. But God's just cleansing us. And what's more, the times you're going to grow in your faith is when you're going through those tough times. How many of you grow in the easy times? We all want the easy times because it's easy, right? I mean, we'd all like faith to be nothing more than just sit down, kick back. We live in a high life. Go, Jesus. You ain't going to grow when you're doing that. You got to get down. You got to know what it's like to suffer. You got to know what it's like to go through a trial, because you get stronger in the trials. You know, some folks compare it to weightlifting. Some of you are nothing more than a 5-pounder. I mean, that's all you ever lift. You take that 5-pound weight and you go like this and you go like this and you say, man, look at me, I'm strong. No, you're not. It's when you take that 10-pound weight and you got to struggle a little bit that you build some muscle, right? Anybody who's ever exercised knows that. You got to keep adding to it in order to grow. There's the cleansing of the saint. There's the growing of the saint. But then there's the companionship of the Savior. Jesus will never, ever, ever, ever be closer to you than when you take a stand for him. And you say, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what this world does. Doesn't matter what this world says. Doesn't matter what my neighbors say. Doesn't matter what my friends say. Doesn't even matter what my Christian brothers and sisters say. All that matters is what Jesus says. So no matter what happens, I'm going to stand with Jesus Christ. That's the attitude we need to have. And I'm telling you, if you want Jesus Christ to be real in your life, you need to stop being a Sunday morning bench warmer and start standing up for the Lord Jesus Christ and get involved in the issues in our community. Listen to me, there's a lot of things that are trying to be forced on this community, and we need to take a stand and stand up in our community. And when we do, we'll have the companionship of Jesus Christ like we've never had. And then finally, there's going to be the conviction of the sinner. Nebuchadnezzar looked into that fire. And he said, "What's happening? Why aren't they burned up?" Because their God had delivered them. Friend, do you realize this whole thing is about what the Babylonians worship? They worshiped the fire god, and his name was Isbar, and he's nothing like God Almighty, and Nebuchadnezzar had to admit it. Look at verse 29. There's no God like our God. Do you want to know when this world is going to start having respect for the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of the Bible? It is when you God stand up for God, and we stand with God. And we better teach our children to stand up for God, because the spirit of the Antichrist is already in this world. Well, let me ask you right now where you're at to bow your head this morning and begin to pray. Begin to pray for yourself. Begin to pray for your neighbor. Begin to pray for your children and your grandchildren. Because, friends, you need to know you won't even begin to stand against the Antichrist if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. And so this morning we pray for the person, the soul, whether here or online, that does not yet know Jesus Christ, because they have not yet repented of their sin. They have not yet asked Jesus to come into their heart and be their Lord and their Savior. Every one of us needs to answer this question this morning: are you saved? There's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. One day you're going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, and when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, will you stand as a saved saint, or will you be spoken of by Jesus, "Away from me, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Every one of us needs to consider what we're standing for. Every one of us needs to consider what we stand against. And every one of us needs to be certain that we are standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, in this world today, your word teaches, Jesus said it, there are many who think they are okay with God, but Lord, they're only fooling themselves. Jesus said that there would be many in that day who will say unto me, "Lord, Lord," and I will say, "Away from me, I never knew you." Friend, eternity is a long time not to have that right. And I pray this morning for decisions to be made. And we ask it all in that wonderful name, the sweet and holy name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. We're going to sing a song, "Have Thine Own Way." Sister Kathy, come.
test. God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast. God will take care of you.
This next song I'd like to do is called In Christ Alone.
If you are at the end of your rope,
if you have given up all hope,
if you feel beaten and battered by the world around you,
if you feel alone,
there is only one who can end our strife.
Jesus. He can give you a brand new life.
He can redeem you. Through faith and repentance, He will save us.
Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Receive Jesus today.